I feel a start in my heart. My mouth goes dry. Big Billy's got his eyes trained on me. He's coming for me. When he's right beside me, he plants a fake car salesman smile on his face. The kid breaks in.
Uncle Billy, this guy's looking to answer your help wanted ad.
Really now? Big Billy says. You got any experience?
I lift my head, trying to set my gaze on his mask eyes. I used to make a living at it, I whisper.
Used to?
Billy says.
Past tense?
He did time, the kid breaks in.
Billy's smile goes from fake to genuine and broad. The concrete blonde tugs on his hand.
Billy, can we go eat? I'm starving.
Shut up,
he barks, his sunglasses still focused on me. Then,
what'd they get you for?
Manslaughter, I fib. I hit a guy in a bar. He died. Big Billy nods like he approves.
What brought it on?
Here's where my powers of invention can't fail me. I might be a head case, a suicide survivor with a piece of bullet still pressed up against my cerebral cortex, but I'm not dead yet. And I've still got a few quick survival eyes in my arsenal. Dude made fun of my kid, called him a dwarf, said the little guy didn't even belong on the midget Pop Warner football team. So I popped him in the neck. Broke his Adam's apple.
I like you already. What'd you say your name is?
He holds out a big bear claw of a hand. I take it, my right hand getting lost in it. Vincent, I say, my cold, wet-palmed hand still engulfed in his. My eyes drift across the bar. Vincent Cinzano, like the drink.
Nice Italian name,
Billy remarks, gesturing to the kid who pours a couple of shots of Jack.
Nice drink, too. On the rocks. Splash of lime juice.
He continues gripping my hand while the kid slides the shots in front of us. Then,
Vincent, you're hired. Drink up.
I raise one of the shot glasses. He raises the other.
Salute,
he chimes. Yeah, salute, I say. We down our respective shots and slap the glasses back down to the bar. As he goes to walk away, still dragging that concrete blonde behind him, I'm beginning to think that maybe I dodged a bullet, that he isn't about to blame me for the ding. But just before he gets to the door, he stops, turns, and beams his sunglasses on me once more.
Oh, I almost forgot, Vincent Cinzano. What kind of car you driving these days?